Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And first, it was a first service that didn't quite make it. Then it was a second serve and a blown service return. And there was only one thing to say.
And Federer stands alone.
History was made yesterday at Wimbledon. Roger Federer and Andy Roddick squared off at the finals. It was an epic match. Federer finally beat Roddick in five sets, breaking the record for most games in a Wimbledon final.
You threw everything at him, didn't you?
Well, I tried. Sorry, Pete. I know I tried to hold him off.
We're Andy Roddick talking about holding off Roger Federer's attack on Pete Sampras's record. Now he holds it alone. The other big story at Wimbledon, Serena Williams defeated her sister in her third Wimbledon title and yet another all-Williams final at Wimbledon. Ibrahim and Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway sports contributors here in the studio. Wow, that was something.
It was an amazing weekend. I think for the Williams sisters, you have to think about this. What if Tiger Woods had a brother, and every Masters and every U.S. Open they played against each other?
Mickelson thinks about that.
That's the level of dominance that the Williams sisters have.
Yeah, it's really something. And the crowd seemed to be with Venus.
It did. I think she has the air of being the nicer one, the sweeter one, and Serena is a little snarlier, especially when she loses. And so I think definitely a lot of folks are pulling for Venus.
Well, let's listen to here's a little Serena reacting there when she's holding the trophy.
And the Wimbledon ladies singles champion for 2009, Serena Williams.
I feel like I shouldn't be holding the trophy. Like, I can't believe I'm holding it in Venus.
Because it's sort of named for Venus, isn't it?
It's named the Venus, and, you know, she always wins, and it's just like, wow, it hasn't settled in that I won yet.
Well, certainly the people in Britain are aware of this history and are used to the Williams sisters coming every year. Federer now, though, is he the best in the world?
That game was 10 games longer than any previous clinching set ever, the fifth set that they played.
Federer had 50 aces.
Correct.
Roddick's serve, even in that last game, was 134 miles an hour.
And Federer only broke him in the 77th game, which was remarkable. And it was the only way that Federer was going to beat him, which actually shows his greatness at this particular moment, because Roddick, at the top of his game, he could not match Federer's skill and his ability to get across the court.
But you knew it. I mean, you knew it watching those last games. He missed that first serve. Roddick missed that first serve. You knew that Federer was going to kill him.
And that's where you thought, at the beginning of it, I was like, there's no chance that Roddick has. If he has to go against Federer, then he's definitely going to lose because of the mental factor. Federer's mental preparation for tennis is there's no one that's better than him, and Roddick was right there. There was a moment when Roddick sort of slipped. I think it was in the third set when he kind of slipped and he tumbled over. And actually, at that moment, I thought Roddick is a little hobbled and is a little injured, and that's when I think he lost it a little bit.
Well, you said that Roddick just has to win, and I thought he did throw absolutely everything at him. I really feel sorry for that guy today.
The moment, actually, the previous moment too. In the second set tiebreak when Federer was down 6-1. That was the moment that Roddick had to put him away. And he didn't take advantage of that moment.
And on his first championship point, Federer put it away. He's now got 15 championships. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway sports contributor, thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.